Lecture 6, Missing Links.
Hello, and welcome back. We've been talking in the last lecture about the late 19th century developments and debates over evolution and natural selection. During those discussions, I've often mentioned fossils. In fact, in all the lectures, fossils keep coming up. So I thought I'd step back and take one lecture here and talk about the major role that fossils have played in the debate over evolution and natural selection, really from the very beginning, but carry it on up through this crucial period, this sort of turn-of-the-century period that we're at right now in the history of evolutionary thought. Fossils have long been both the principal basis for and barrier against belief in evolution. It's played both roles, and that's why it's so central to the issue. Georges Cuvier's early work suggested that species generally remain constant throughout their lives. This was from his work with fossils primarily. And because he looked at the fossil record, he saw fossils appearing suddenly in the fossil record, that is, a particular type of species appearing suddenly in the fossil record, remaining distinct throughout their period, and then ending abruptly. Ever since, this pattern that Cuvier first established in the fossil record and has been constantly there, because it is in the fossil record, this pattern has been used as evidence against evolution. Now, arguing for uniformitarian in geology, as we've seen, Charles Lyell countered that fossils are only laid down intermittently when the environment is right for laying down fossils, and therefore discontinuities within the fossil record prove nothing at all. To him and others like him, the progressive order of the fossil record suggested that gradual change occurs in species. It doesn't give evidence for catastrophes as it did with Cuvier. Well, building on Lyell's argument, Darwin devoted an entire chapter in Origin of the Species. It was taking an area of weakness, but making it an area of offense. It was a good strategic move in Origin of the Species. But he used this chapter to show that despite notable gaps in the fossil record, where there are discontinuities, where new fossils appear abruptly, the overall outline of the fossil record supports his theory because it is progressive. Indeed, there are two major reasons why he argued the fossil record supports his theory. First, the fossil record displays a basic similarity in the succession of forms within a contiguous area. That is, if you go to any one particular area and look at the fossils of it, you will see basically similar types of fossils over time. And if you go to another area, you'll see basically similar types of fossils over time. This is sort of an evolutionary pattern of development. And within those areas, there is a tendency toward greater variety of those basic types, such as cat-like species or deer-like species or a particular type of fish or bird, those types, greater variety of types and increasing complexity. This is a evolutionary progression. A second argument that he'd make is that as unguided natural selection should suggest, there is no fixed rate of change. Some organisms endure over vast periods of geologic history in the fossil record. Others change rapidly, and never does a fossil reappear. That is, once a species is in the fossil record, once it disappears out of the fossil record, it doesn't reappear later in the fossil record. This would suggest that a sort of a natural selection type approach to evolution, as opposed to a neo-Lamarckian or some of the other versions that we've talked about, that there's different rates of change based on their survival ability. They come and go over time. That those he saw were evolutionary patterns and a pattern suggested by natural selection. Darwin was confident that once naturalists began looking for them, many of the missing links in the fossil record, those gaps where fossils appear, a particular species appears abruptly, that missing links would be found. It was just, he argued, in Origin of the Species, nobody's been looking for them before. It's not what people expected.